Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jennifer Garner. You may know me from my other job, but I'm a business owner too. Here at Once Upon a Farm, we chose the Capital One Venture X business card because it makes everything we do even more rewarding. With no preset spending limit, our purchasing power adapts to meet our business needs. And unlimited double miles on every purchase means we earn more too. And when we travel, we get access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Capital One Venture X business card. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/VentureXBusiness.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam will be expected to present the media budget review on the 12th or 15th of July. Now, the date was proposed on the floor of Parliament today. Majority Chief Whip Frank Anodonpre made the announcement today.
We're looking at the 12th or 15th of July. It is yet to be confirmed.
But 12th or 15th July will not be next week.
So yeah, the point I'm making is that we will have a joint caucus on Wednesday, which is the 3rd of July, as a preparation for the coming of the finance plan.
You heard Majority Chief Whip Frank Anodonpre on the floor of Parliament proposing July 12 or 15 as days for the finance minister to present the media budget. We shall keep you posted on that. Now, banks in Ghana remain in solid position despite Ghana's challenging economic environment and the ongoing efforts of the domestic debt exchange program. Now, this is the disclosure from Fitch Solutions in its new report on Ghana, dubbed Ghana's new CRRs to have muted impact on loan growth and weigh on profits. More in this report.
According to the London-based firm, the banking sector has reported strong growth in balance sheet items despite unfavorable conditions. It added that capital levels, which had fallen close to the minimum requirement, are beginning to improve again and banks are recording robust profit. However, it explained that the recently introduced linking of banks' cash reserve ratio requirement to their loan-to-deposit ratio will have several unfavorable consequences. On March 25, 2024, the Bank of Ghana introduced a new regime aiming to boost lending and reduce excess local currency liquidity to control inflation. While it believes this will compel some banks to extend more credit, very poor loan quality will keep lending too risky for others, who will instead prefer to hold high CD cash reserves at the central bank. Furthermore, Fitch Solutions said this new regime will support loan growth for some banks.
A business desk report. Now, Standard Chartered Bank has recorded a cumulative profit of 1.36 billion cedis compared to a loss of 381 million cedis in 2022. Speaking at the bank's 55th annual general meeting in Accra, the chief executive, Mansanetti, emphasized that the result is a proof of the company's sustainable recovery.
Despite the challenges, the external environment, Standard Chartered produced a strong set of results which saw a return to profitability in 2023 compared to the prior year, as the chairman already mentioned. Just to repeat some of the highlights, we delivered income growth of 42% over the previous year to 1.72 billion. That is a 33% hike over the previous year.
Mansa Nete is the chief executive of Standard Chartered Bank. More within the banking space, the Bank of Ghana has completed a draft document on climate risk assessment to be issued to commercial banks operating in the country. This directive is expected to guide banks and other deposit-taking institutions on how to assess disaster and other climate risk factors during acquisition of loans. Director of Sustainability at the Supervision Department of the Bank of Ghana, Stephen Ama, disclosed this during an interaction with small and medium enterprises businesses at the APSA SME Clinic in commemoration of this year's World MSME Day under the theme Adopting ESG Practices for Business Growth.
What we are doing is that we're coming up with climate risk directive. You know, look around you and see how the climate is impacting us across the globe. It is becoming a reality. Whether you like it or not, it's something we need to really address. So we have even come up with a whole exposure draft on how to address climate risks. And it's something banks are going to take it, and they will also ensure that they pass it on you to ensure that you are also on your part addressing the issue of climate.
Interim Managing Director of Absa Bank, Adolf Gbega, assured SMEs that the bank will continue to provide such platforms as the SME Clinic to support knowledge sharing on their business growth.
Our SME Clinic has served as a platform for thought leadership, networking, ideation, strategic development, and unlocking opportunities for business growth. Such gatherings are crucial because they provide us with the opportunity to learn from each other, share insights, collectively tackle the challenges that we face. Today's event is particularly significant as we join many around the world in commemorating World MSME Day, a day recognized by the United Nations to celebrate the essential contribution of small and medium-sized enterprises to the global economy.
To one of our headline stories, the trading community has welcomed the review of rules covering advance payments for imports by the Bank of Ghana. They have, however, called for a further revision of the documentation requirements. According to the Ghana Union of Traders Association, that's GUTA, the stringent demand of documentation has been a major concern of their members, which ought to be looked at. Speaking to Joy Business, president of GUTA, Joseph Obeng, said they will be engaging the Bank of Ghana on the documentation requirements.
It's about the documentation requirement that have been the deterrent factor for people not engaging the mainstream banks. And that's why we are saying that we will pursue, go to the Bank of Ghana governor to discuss and see if they can relax some of the documentation. Because at least a bill of lading and then transactional value can do their trick. Everybody will transact through the mainstream. But if you have to bring the clearance documents and all that, sometimes the documentation does not correspond with each other. And that has been the fear factor for most of the informal sector. Not even the informal sector alone. Most of the big companies are shying away from transacting through the mainstream banks.
Joseph Obeng is the president of GUTA. He's still listening to the Joy Business Report. Some florists are lamenting low patronage of their items despite the good weather condition aiding their business. According to them, there has been a reduction in purchases of natural flowers. Today on the Joy Business Journal, we assess the impact of the weather condition, particularly the rainy season, on the plant and flower farming business.
Selling flowers is a business some youth are currently venturing into. But how lucrative is this business? Shadrach, a gardener who has been in the florist business for over 6 years, tells us about the venture and the plants that are usually in high demand.
These are the plants. This one is India tree. People call it weeping willow or poliatia. And I have the king palm, the green one. And I have the farm palm. That's the farm palm there. We sell them by sizes. But for instance, this one is 60 CD for one. But we have smaller ones too. 2 CD, 5 CD, upwards. The more you grow, the more the price become higher. A year ago, it would be like 30 CD. Some of them, it doesn't take a year for you to get it as the size you want it. When it is in a small container, it doesn't grow very well. So more of them, we take them out of the container, then we put it in a bigger bag, or we bury it in the ground as that palm there. Then it grow very faster. So sometimes, some of the farm, you might think, oh, is 2 years, but it's 1 year.
He adds that real estate developers are the major customers of the business.
More of them, when they're doing new buildings, the estate developers, we sell more for them, for more of them, grasses and all this stuff.
He also shares that the rainy season brings about an increase in demand and sales.
Normally, this is the season. When you get to the season, when rain, people like to plant because most of the people, they don't know when the plant needs water. They just like the plant to be around them. And when they are going up, they don't know. So most of the people, more of the time, like we plant normally during rainy season, people buy it. So every rainy season, people renovate, but they don't know how to take good care of it after the rain is gone. In a day, it don't happen, sometimes it don't happen in a day. If you can be here like a week or a month before, you can sell like 6 months pay. Like for instance, today I sold 700 CD this morning.
However, the rapid increases in black soil is a major challenge for him as he's forced to increase the prices of the plants.
Yeah, I just buy it from the people yesterday. Like, yeah. So like we have their contract that when we need it, or if we get contract outside, we call them, they bring it to us. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, I called and they gave me 2,700. And at 3 days, I called, they say it's 3,000. It affected. It affected because we want to look at the price of the soil. And if you want to price sometimes, you don't get it like that.
That was Shadrach, a gardener, sharing with us the cost of buying some plants at the moment. According to him, the rainy season presents an opportunity for one to start some gardening. For Joy Business, Jesse Era Magbaku.
Gone by was the Joy Business Journal. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you can be one of them, winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch or Ecobank Express Point, as well as via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop live. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the rest of our programs.